Duncan Studios welcomes you to the Creepy Basement Show, episode 280, starring, produced, performed, and written by Rich Duncan, with co-host Ernie Hill, and music by Weezer. This content is offensive and explicit, and is neither work nor child-friendly. The opinions expressed within are that of fictional characters. Therefore, the situations contained within this podcast are fictitious as well. Due to the subject matter of the Creepy Basement Show, some listeners may find the Creepy Basement Show offensive. Listener discretion is advised. Here is the start of the show and America's favorite Rich
Hi there. And welcome to the Creepy Basement Show, episode 280, take two. Hello, Ernie Hill. How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Let's not tell everybody about how this is the second coming of the show. The first, episode 280A, we'll call it, was a disaster, and it's just better left where it's at.
In the garbage.
Yep. In the digital garbage can. Soon to be deleted. Except for the phone calls. Because the one at the end is very interesting. But anyway. Ernie. Here it is. Episode 280 of the Creepy Basement Show. With music by Weezer. A new Foo Fighters song at the end of the show. Off their new CD, which we'll talk about later. But yeah. Oh, I just threw up in my mouth a little bit thinking about it. With music by Weezer, do you know it's the Valentine's Day episode? Did you bring me any flowers or candy or anything?
Oh, hell no.
What did you bring me?
Nothing.
And I haven't even
slap upside the head.
I ain't even seen a bud, let a flower bud.
Shit, I barely got that.
So welcome to episode 280 of the Creepy Basement Show. I can't believe we're still doing this fucking retardism. Would I like to try again? Is retardism a word? No, but it's a condition. Glad to have it. Glad to have you. Welcome to the show, episode 280. Thank you for being here.
Yeah. We've got it. You got a little bit of it, too.
It's like herpes. Everybody has it. You just kick. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is... Dude. That fucks with my head. Listen.
Okay.
It's also brought to you by Billy and Billy's. Yeah, see? Oh, the old show, the new show, all mixing together. It's like getting fucked in both your ears at once. It's an eargasm.
Okay.
I'm going to get an ear infection.
Ear infection?
Can't hear you. I couldn't hear you.
I get an ear infection.
Shit. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by retarded people. Yes, wear your helmet. Don't eat the crayons.
Or the glue.
No. Due to your fist to get it up someone's ass.
Jam it.
That's right. Jam on it. This episode blended with the old episode from Weezer. We'll be right back. But, what? Did you say that? Did I say that?
No.
Enjoy the song from Weezer. We'll be right back. Oh my god, dude. I'm having another nervous breakdown. Are you?
Not yet.
Okay. Shh. Wait. It'll happen.
To back a rack and stop.
This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Zenly. Your recreational marijuana right down the street. Where the fuck is Sid? For Valentine's Day. It's the Valentine's Day episode of the Creepy Basement Show, episode 280, starring me, Rich Duncan, with his co-host Ernie Hill. And that's that. Thank you, the listener of the Creepy Basement Show. Or listeners, I should say, right?
Yeah.
I hope there's more than one. Did you call the cops? Did I call the cops?
No.
Have I talked to one of my psychos?
Not yet.
Have I talked to any of my psychos?
Not yet. Not that I know.
We'll get into that too. Maybe, I don't know. This is the Valentine's Day episode of the Creepy Basement Show, episode 280, with music by Weezer and a brand new Foo Fighters song at the very end of the show. Because I know that no one listens, and I don't want to be embarrassed that the Foo Fighters are my favorite band. Thank you for listening to the show. Please tell a friend if you like the show. Maybe your creepy, freaky, scary, hairy friends will like the show too. I don't know. I don't know. Who do you think likes the show? I don't know. Oh, Kitty likes the show. Kitty, what? Oh, yeah, sorry. What? Oh,
Katie didn't like you.
No, she said she got outside today and she tried to piss and her pussy stuck to the sidewalk. She was all upset.
Okay.
Because her little pussy it. Kitty lips got stuck to the sidewalk. She said, "Meh." And I'm like, I don't know how to help you. So I went down there and I spit on it a little and she got free.
Okay.
It's kind of like a Christmas story. Except with kitty lips rather than a little boy's tongue. But I have a little boy's tongue, so maybe it is the same story. I don't know. Depends on which dimension tunnel you're in. Which realization tunnel you're in.
Okay.
So, thank you, tell a friend. If you like the show, maybe your friends will like it too. I doubt it, but...
You never know.
You don't know what your friends will like. You don't know your friends are going to like it till you lick them till they like it. Right?
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by medication. Enjoy your friends. Enjoy your friends' medication. Whatever.
As much as you can.
If you'd like to contact the Creepy Basement Show, you can contact us at 1-630-943-5119. You can email the Creepy Crew at hotmail.com or the Greek. Man, well, I can try again. Dude, I don't even try to do that. It just happens. Would I like to try again? Yes, I will. Or you can email the Creepy Crew at hotmail.com. I already said that. Or the Creepy Basement Show at outlook.com. That was what I was trying to get to.
There you go.
Yep, that's it. Or, yeah, that's it. You can Twitter my twatter. Click my Twitter. Click my clitter. I don't have a clit. I do, but it's like way up in my butthole. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Dirty Dick Dancers. Remember, everybody needs love. Right? It's Valentine's Day. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Adam and Eve. That's right, adamandeve.com. Go there, order your bitch a sex toy. Order yourself a sex toy. I put on Facebook today that I wanted a fleshlight for Valentine's Day. I want a fleshlight for Valentine's Day. It's not so wrong, is it? Dude, I have arthritis. Get it? Think about it. Enjoy this song from Weezer. We'll be right back here on the Creepy Basement Show. So 280, starring me, Rich Duncan, with my co-host Ernie Hill, our imaginary co-host Sid. Yeah. Thank you, and a crowd of thousands that adore us and... Oh, we should get to that later, too, on episode A, too. 80, we talked about how our fans should adore us with oral pleasures and tight holes. Enjoy the song. We'll be right back. Right?
Okay.
Shh.
When I was younger, I used to go and tip cows for fun, yeah. Actually, I didn't do that, cause I didn't want the cat to be sad. But some of my friends did, they were all just a little bit wicked. They'd throw up mailboxes with the baseball bat, go for the rectus. On Halloween, you can forget it. They'd throw rotten eggs into traffic, toilet paper, the fences, throw the tables, chairs, and the benches. After practice, sometimes we were breaking the methods, causing damage, burning amplifiers and mic stands. Everybody get dangerous, everybody get dangerous. Like we're evil forces. Hockey games on frozen piles. No safety pads were ever put on. Driving home on country roads, 65 in the 25 zone. In my parents' Tercel, how do we survive so well? Throw the keys and the wheel locked up. I almost killed every one of us. Everybody get dangerous. Everybody get dangerous.
I said, bitch. Oh, shh. Oh, oh. Oh, oh. Ernie. Oh. Oh, oh. Can you smell her?
Oh, God. Yeah.
No, well, no. She's across the room, so no.
Dude. This is just a little table. It's not that far. She's like riding me right here in the chair. You cannot.
You can't smell that? Oh, oh.
Here, smell my finger.
No.
This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Creepy. The Creepy Crotch Dancers. There you go. Right off the dome. Happy Valentine's Day. Find someone to love you and love that fucker. Fuck her, that lover. Fuck yourself. That's what I'm going to do. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you. God damn it. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Go Fuck Yourself Sex Toy Company. Remember, no one fucks you like you do. No one gives you that long, slow, warm, sensuous, happy handshake like you do. Now remember, Ernie, no one fucks you like you do. Now what?
Go fuck yourself.
That's right. A proud sponsor of the Creepy Basement Show, the Go Fuck Yourself Sex Toy Company. Also brought to you by... We'll be right back here on the Creepy Basement Show. Episode 208. Sorry, Rich, don't get these colors right. That's right, it's brought to you by Dick's Discount Used Sex Toys. Ernie. Oh, shit, hang on. And Billy and Billy's the meth man. If you're gonna smoke meth, so yeah, there's a... stay, kids, stay.
What, kids?
Yeah, don't do drugs. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Dick's Discount Used Sex Toys, right, Ernie?
Yep.
For Valentine's Day. Do you know what your mom would like?
Oh, don't care.
I'm not even gonna go there.
Anyway, your lady might like a used dildo.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know? They're cheap. So, Dick's Discount Used Sex Toys. 50% off for Valentine's Day. Ernie's not going to wash them. He's not going to sanitize them. We're just going to put them in the...
put them in a box in a bag and give
them to you. That's it. Dick's Discount Used Sex Toys. Yes, that's right. For Valentine's Day, 50% off. Let's move on. This episode is brought to you by Special Cuts. The haircut you should... God damn it, Ernie. Why do you always get me so buzzed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's my fault.
This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Special Cuts. The haircut you can't show all your friends is the haircut your one special friend will like the most. Especially for Valentine's Day, right?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, when I take you to Red Lobster, I bring you back here, the last thing I want you to do is throw up because you choked on a fucking 6-inch fucking pubic hair. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show has been brought to you by the Tap That Ass Tap. That right, go. That's Nishim. It's up now. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Lots and Lots and Clots Abortion Clinic. Will it try again? Sure I would. Who's writing this shit? Huh?
Speak to a manager.
Who's in charge here?
Ah, shit, dude.
What? Oh. Oh, what? Oh. Ooh. Oh. Ooh. Oh. I'm having a nervous breakdown, honey. The old chills mixing with the new show. I don't know what's going on here. We lost that one. Anyway, this episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Lots and Lots of Clots Abortion Clinic. Jesus, that was hard to spit out. Harder than having an abortion. Spitting that out was harder than having an abortion. I swear to God it was. It was less pain and less traumatic stress than having an abortion was. And I know that because I paid for it. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Lots and Lots of Clots Abortion Clinic. Remember... Don't let a $400 problem become a lifetime commitment. Right, Ernie?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ. I think the last minute and a half of the show has taken more time out of my life than anything else ever. Dude, that was rough. That was like masturbating with sandpaper. That was like... trying to fuck that crazy girl from last week.
Well, wouldn't know anything about that.
Yeah, and that brings us to... Let's divert from talking about real life here on the Creepy Basement Show. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Church of Duncan. You going down south, Ernie? You want to go down south of the Mason-Dixon line? Church of Duncan.
Not anytime soon, no.
No, you don't have to fuck yourself.
I do have relatives down there. I just don't have the money to get there.
This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Dirty Dick Dancers. Oh my god, dude. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Tap That Ass Tap. It's Valentine's Day. If you can't get laid on Valentine's Day, what's your problem? Is your helmet too tight? Do you have crayons stuck in your teeth from eating the crayons on the way to the fucking Valentine's Day dance?
Or did you mouth glue jut?
Did you lick the bus window and get stuck in the fucking bus because it's fucking -7 degrees outside? What the fuck's wrong with you? It's Valentine's Day. Get laid. If not, visit AdamandEve.com. Hashtag creepy cock and get 20% off. This episode is also brought to you by Fleshlight. Yes, I like a Fleshlight for Valentine's Day. Please, send me one. 303 South 3rd Street, St. Charles, Illinois, right? I don't care. I want a Fleshlight, dude. I'm tired of beating off. My hand goes numb. I get cramps in my leg. I get cramps in my toes. My back starts to hurt. I can't suck my own dick anymore. It sucks being old. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by AARP. That's right. This Valentine's, give your Valentine a true Valentine. Geritol. I'm just kidding. Ernie, think about some. Oh, emails and voicemails. Have we got any emails? Did you check?
I doubt it. Oh, it's your phone.
We didn't get any voicemails. Some bill collectors called and shit, but...
No, that wouldn't work.
I just call them back and tell them, hey, now I live at this number, and then I give them your phone number.
Oh, yeah.
Or Kenny's. Seems to work. They stopped calling me. But you know what? Someone calls me every single day. This nice Indian man calls me every single fucking day and asks me if I'm concerned about my vehicle's warranty. Dude, my car's a 2005. I bought it new then. It hasn't had a warranty since I have. Enjoy the song from Weezer. We'll be right back here on the Creepy Basement Show. Brought to you by the Dirty Dick Dancers. Remember, for Valentine's Day, oh, there's nothing better than fucking horror. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to throw up on your pillow because they're drunk and took too many Xanax and spilled your popcorn all over the bed. I guess that's my own personal story.
Right? Okay. It must be.
Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Did it sound right in my head? Must be the fucking acid. Shh. Dude, the old show was bleeding again. Everybody loves dick. Right? That reminds me, coming soon to CBS television, everybody loves dick. Ray Romano? Fuck him, dude. Ray ain't got shit on dick. Ever in the last 10 years. Everybody loves Ray? Maybe that could be sick. Everybody loves Ernie. We discussed that last episode. We're past the future, even more now. And we've gone back to the future again.
That shit.
Oh, aliens coming. Or coming aliens. Coming aliens. Which do you think? I don't know. Whatever. Ask Eaters Anonymous, the proud sponsor of the Creepy Basement Show. Fuck my mouth. It might taste bad, but it might get you some love.
Dude, I gotta quit doing it. I gotta quit flashing time warps between one dimension and the other. I've seen through the Matrix.
Are you scared? Are you uncomfortable? And she goes, does it taste like tuna? And I looked up at her with my face, like, covered in fucking pussy lip. I looked up at her and I said, no, it tastes like Jen. Dude, this time jumping shit is fucking with me. Dude's like, does it taste like tuna? And I said, no, baby. Tastes like chicken. Tastes like Ernie. Shh. Whatever. Dude. I'm not doing that anymore. Okay, yes, I am. One more time.
Fuck you by Zen Leaf.
That's right, arguing recreational marijuana needs.
Right down the street.
I came up with some shit this week, Ernie. Dude, this time jump is fucking with me. Ready? Let's do it again. Great comedy duels of the past.
That's also me.
Listen, it's from last time. I was talking about this now. Listen, we're fucking legendary comedy fucking giants.
Like us.
So hey. I thought, like, we would be compared to
Bert and Ernie.
Tom and Jerry. Laurel and Hardy. Seals of Croft. I was really high when I wrote this.
You think? And,
when you get squiggy.
More of them.
Cheech and Chong.
Okay.
And Beavis and
Butthead. Yeah, that's more like it.
I can't read my writing. They're flashing back and forth so fast for me I can't keep track. You know, we're the senior Beavis and Butthead. We're the AARP. Beavis and Butthead, dude. Oh, let's see here.
What old ladies taste like, Beavis? I mean, depends. Depends.
I knew that was going to come up in there somewhere.
I don't know. Enjoy the song from Weezer. We'll be right back. We'll try to get some composure or something. I don't know.
Dude, I should stop doing that.
Do you have my composure?
It fucks with my head.
Well, I barely got mine.
It just keeps going back and forth.
Oh, shit.
When I'm stable.
This episode of the Creep Racing Show is brought to you by Dick's House of Horrors and Sluts. For Valentine's Day. This episode of the Creep Racing Show is brought to you by AA. Nice try, Lewis. Dude, why are you putting on your glove? Why do you have to only touch the mic with your glove on?
Because if I don't, you can feel my hand jostling around on the mic. It
just
the hand from the mic.
So you're more sensitive than my penis. No, that means something. You're trying. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Slick Zurich Slick Stick. Stick it where you wanna. This Valentine's Day, Ernie, where are you gonna slick your stick? Where are you gonna stick? Your slicked up stick.
Nowhere.
No?
Nope. Why not? By myself.
Okay. You don't have a pillow you like?
Nope.
An old candle you like? A cantaloupe you like? This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by... Go fuck yourself, Rich. Quit making fun of me. Brought to you by Ernie. Anyway, I'll see you here. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Happy Handshakes. Ernie.
Fuck off.
Do you know that the only loving we're going to get on Valentine's Day is from ourselves to ourselves?
Yeah.
Anyway. Remember... This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Go Fuck Yourself Sex Toy Company. Remember, I want a fleshlight. I want the good one too, Ernie. I want the one that vibrates and warms up and plugs into a USB cord because I already have a bunch of them. And yeah, I want a fleshlight and I'm going to name it. And it's going to be my new wife. And then I get to concentrate on making my life a success. Yeah. I can quit worrying about like trying to find someone to make love to. I'll just have my fleshlight and like I know it's gonna be like the litter box though. You know, like, you should clean it out every day, but I'm not gonna. I'm, like, it's It'll be like 2 days, 3 days before I actually get to it. And you know what I mean? So there's going to be like a bunch of my dead babies in there. But I don't care. You know what? I think I've come on my own dead babies before. Thinking of some of the bitches I fucked and stuff. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm sure I've come on other guys' dead babies. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Whores and Sluts. Remember this Valentine's Day. Oh, those are kids. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is, remember, don't do drugs. Keep your kids in school. Please enjoy the song from Weezer while we try to figure out what went wrong here. Right, Ernie?
I doubt we'll figure it out, but we'll try.
Jesus.
Shit, she ain't gonna answer either.
What's coming from her? Brittany loves her. Her husband doesn't. Hello?
Who are you talking to? Her husband doesn't.
Brittany.
How the hell are you?
We gotta get rid of that. That was the start of talking to Brittany last episode. Episode 288.
Yep.
Of the Creepy Basement Show. Let's just check in for a second. Dude, I feel like I'm peeping in someone's window.
Oh, wow.
2 months. I miss you, sweetie. I do. I wish we were friends.
We are friends. I mean, some of the things that happened and some of the things that...
Dude. The last episode was bad, right?
Yeah.
Whatever. So, real life. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Bacardi, Fireball, the Miller Brewing Company, Allen & Cigarettes, Armo Cigarettes, Zen Leaf, and Fun Club.
Imagine it.
Yeah, sure. No hoodies in the gyms. Let's see where we are. You know what I mean? Like,
really quick?
Oh, shit. Yeah, dude. No full conversation. Flashbacks.
Yeah.
Dude, do you think it's right that I can give myself flashbacks? Doo-doo-doo. Right?
Baby. Hey, no, that's not... You don't... I love you.
Oh. Well, yeah, we talked to Brittany a long time on the last episode of the show, didn't we?
Yeah.
Too much, to the point where I forgot everything was here. So, Brittany... Thank you for being on the show. It was nice to talk to you. I miss you. I love you. We had a very nice conversation, which I might somehow hear after making episode 280 B of the Creepy Basement Show. Figure out a way to keep it, because I did like that conversation between us. And I might someday put that on the show, because you gotta admit, she's very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very loving, and she's very supportive. But... there was fun stuff after that that doesn't need to be so.
Yeah.
Hey, let's check back in through a flashback to where me and Brittany are, okay? Let's just see. Do-do-do-do. You mean a lot to me. I mean, you know, interacted briefly in your life, but...
Yeah,
shh. See? I'm still talking.
Maybe I owe you an apology, and I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't apologize to nobody. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Go Fuck Yourself. That's right. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Shh. Enjoy the song from Weezer, right?
Yep.
Does it make any sense? Yeah. Nope.
What's the harm in knowing one more? Maybe we can.
episode 280 of the Creepy Show. The Valentine's Day show. I couldn't have it have all that fucking sadness and shit. And if he just wants to be sadness in my life, then it's good.
Yep.
Here's a song. We'll be right back. Let's see what's going on in the other dimension of the show. Ready?
Alright.
And, I've had two girlfriends now. Shh. We're not supposed to talk about them. I'm tired of having sex, so tired. I'm spread so thin. And now I'm limited to four to help them, and then it's just too overwhelming for me. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by... Do you need help? Yes, you can hire... Anyways, there it is, hanging.
Or... Ben.
Jesus, I guess... If you'd like to be a technical expert... Sometimes you need to encourage people.
But sometimes you need it too. It's a two-way
war. The time warp.
And you can't do that. You can't sit there and expect yourself to always be there for that.
Yeah. Shit. Ernie. Has this show ever been more fun than this?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Guarantee you this person is not going to answer.
Six for me, baby.
No, just kidding. Yeah, she's not going to answer. She has something in mind I want. Bitches, what you going to do? But this retard asked to be on the show, so...
Uh-oh.
Yep. I told her I was calling and everything. Ugh. I don't think she's going to answer either. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by El Choco's Headshot. It's also brought to you by Rich's House of Whores and Sluts. None of which seem to be answering the phone. So what are you going to do?
know what you're gonna do. You're gonna try to call another slut. Let's see. Yeah. See what's going on in the other dimension.
Yeah, because that's just gonna fuck you.
I miss you.
As much as you feel there, I miss you too.
Girl, shit, other dimensions are tripping. Much alike that we understand each other on such a. Yeah, shit. Oh, God. This person ain't gonna answer. None of my friends like me, Ernie. I think you're my only friend who likes me. This episode of the Creepy Basic Show, episode 280, the Valentine's Day episode. Happy Valentine's Day. Hope you get a lover. Hope you come. Hope you don't get herpes. Right?
Yep.
I mean, what can you hope for people other than that? Yep. I'm about done fucking with the phone here because people told me to call them. And, you know. Now they're not answering, so what does that mean?
Probably too late.
No, it's not too late. It's what? What time is it?
Hello?
What are you doing?
Hello?
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 What's up?
That was Kenny. We should talk to Kenny. He got really mad last time I called him on the phone on the show. So, I tried calling Whitney. Oh, let's try calling Sid. What do you think about that? Oh, yeah, yeah, Ernie.
You know he's gonna call back.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. But I can't put it on the show, though. He got mad that I was recording last time, and I was like, well, I was recording the show when you started calling me, and things went all haywire, and it just happened to be recording, and... This episode of the Creepy Basic Show is brought to you by... You relinquish all right to privacy when you communicate with me. Yeah. Oh, fuck it. We're not going to talk to anybody this episode, Ernie. Let me unplug that. There we go. So, real life. For me, let's see. I'm broke. Yeah. I wish pedophile Biden would send me some fucking money because I could use some money. And that $600 a couple weeks ago or 2 months ago or whatever it was saved my ass. I was able to pay my utilities and buy some toilet paper and food. We talked about it before, but I'm broke again. Tomorrow's supposed to be my day off. I'm picking up another 6-hour shift. I picked up 3 hours at my second job yesterday and I'm trying, you know.
Yeah.
You know. So real life, I'm broke. The only people I get to fuck are dirty with dancers, and they smell like other dudes, dude. And you wouldn't think I would mind that, but I kind of do. So I don't know. Real life, I miss the kids. Haven't seen them. I miss Val a lot. I miss a couple times in my life a lot. Like, just, like, the way life was at certain times. That's not now, but I look back on and I'm kind of like, yeah, I want to go back. I wish my life was like that again, but it's not. And my life's cool now, you know what I mean? I guess, I don't know, whatever. Well, the real life, the cats are good. They're still shitting, puking. They're still eating. I'm still getting hair all over my house. I don't know. I think I'm just going to wind up being by myself for the rest of my life, right? Yeah, I've had a couple girlfriends now lately, and it just really hasn't seemed to work out. And I think it's more me than them, and you know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, if it was just, like, a one-time thing, and I was, like, you know, this person that liked me or whatever, but it can't be that everybody doesn't like me. You know what I mean? This episode of the Creepy Basic Show is brought to you by the Dirty Dick Dancers. If people don't like you, Hire people to like you. That's what I do. Fuck it. Pay him. Pay a bitch. If you can't eat your own ass, hire someone to do it. That's what I learned when I was a kid. If you can't do something for yourself today, have someone else do it. It's plain and simple. Let's try one more phone call here. Ay-yi-yi. I need some friends. I need someone to love me, Ernie. That's all I need is someone to love me. Just a little bit of love for Valentine's Day. I don't know. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Nipples and Tits. Tits and Nipples. Kibbles and Bits. Nipples and Tits. Holes and Slits. Clits and Tits. No? Balls and... Yeah. Sid said to call her. I tried. My friend Whitney said to call her. Here, I tried. Let's try one more time. She said she works at night. I'm trying to call her. But I told her about the other phone calls on the last episode. And she said, yeah, that doesn't sound good. So call me next time. And I said, okay, I will. You remember Whitney, right? Yeah. Yeah. She's cool. But she ain't gonna answer.
Probably working.
Dude. There's only one person I can call that I know would answer. And I don't want to call that person. Let's try Jenny one more time. I do feel bad that me and Jenny didn't work out. Because I do like her. And she likes me. And she's in the perfect age group. And this episode of the Creepy Basement Show has been brought to you by the audience of the Creepy Basement Show. A fucked up group of degenerates and felons and alcoholics and drug addicts and yeah. Ernie, do you know what I've come to realize? You're the only person who likes me. And you have to, because you're the co-host. Fuck.
I'm the only person you haven't fucked over or tried to fuck.
Why would I try to fuck you? I don't know. Anyway, enjoy the song from Weezer. We'll be right back here on the episode. We'll be right back here on the Creepy Basement Show. Episode 280, starring Rich Duncan with his co-host Ernie Hill. The Valentine's Day episode. I ain't got nobody to really love me. I don't. Shit. Dig this shit. This is the shit. Yeah, fuck you.
What you're looking for is way deeper than what she's giving you or will ever give you.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Spiders album. We didn't really talk about it. It kind of sucks.
I thought it did.
Kind of
like
let
it
down, really. Yeah. Here's a song from the new Foo Fighters album. Right? Is that what this is? Yeah. All I can really say about it, Ernie, is that, like, as a fan of the Foo Fighters, I'm just kind of let down. Like, I really expected more. Like, I mean, it's not bad. I mean, I reviewed it with you, went through it, and it's like, it's very just, yeah. So whatever. This has been episode 280 of the Creepy Basement Show, the Valentine's Day episode. Me and Ernie are going to love each other. Because that's all we got. You know, what are we going to do? And be the love, be the happy, be the smile on somebody's face every day. That's all you can really be, right? I mean, that's why I do what I do, and I am who I am. Trying to make people laugh and can make people... No, kid. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show has been brought to you by all the wonderful sponsors of the Creepy Basement Show. If you'd like to contact the Creepy Basement Show, you can reach the Creepy Basement Show by texting or voicemailing 1-630-943-5119, or you can email the Creepy Crew at hotmail.com, or the Creepy Basement Show at outlook.com, or you can visit the Creepy Basement Show at podomatic.com, or find me on Facebook. Basement Show, The Inner Souls is my music, new music coming soon. I love you, Ernie. Thanks for being my buddy, and thank you for being my friend for all these years. You are probably the most consistent thing in my life, to be honest with you.
Not a problem.
I mean, that sounds weird, but it's probably true.
Well, you too, so.
I love my kids, you know, love, that's...
No, except for that, I don't love your kid.
I don't love my kids. Creepy bitch.
I like them. Barely know them, but
they're cool. But yeah, don't love them like that. Cause
nope.
I have to kill them. But anyway, happy Valentine's Day. Be the love in someone's life. Be the smile on someone's face. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next episode. I can guarantee you the next episode of the Creepy Basement Show, episode 281. Oh my god, I mean, can you believe we're still doing these fucking shows? Holy fuck. Next episode won't be any better than this one. I guarantee you that.
Maybe a little, but not much.
Maybe. If like, we figure out something to talk about or something. I don't know. But anyway, thank you for listening. Please tell a friend. Like I said, you can contact the show. Yeah. The Creepy Basement Show is a non-profit show because... wants to give us any money for doing it, so the show doesn't make any money, so there's nothing to sue us for. If you're mad at us, said Fighters or Weezer. Oh, we're getting a phone call. Let's see what's going on here. Hello. What are you doing?
I'm driving home. What are you doing?
I'm finishing up the show.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
Cool.
All right, give me a minute. All right, let me call me in a minute.
Okay, yeah,
so
sure.
Thanks. Right. So, this episode of the Creepy Basement Show has been brought to you by all the fine sponsors of the Creepy Basement Show. Thank you to you, the listener. You contact Creepy Basement Show at 1-630-943-5119 on the Creepy Basement Show at outlook.com or the Creepy Crew at hotmail.com or find us on Facebook. I'm Rich Duncan. He's Ernie Hill. Say goodnight, Ernie.
Good night.
Yeah. Thanks, like I was saying, the show doesn't make any money, so we use the musical artist's music out of respect, right?
Yep.
Because shared music is a good thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, don't die. See you next time. Peace.